Good morning. Today we continue the series on the fourth servant song recorded by the prophet Isaiah in the biblical book that bears his name. The fourth servant song has as its subject the atoning death of the Lord Jesus Christ. Isaiah prophesied concerning Jesus' death about 700 years before the crucifixion took place. Specifically, the fourth servant song is found in Isaiah 52 verse 13 to Isaiah 53 verse 12. Today we will look at Isaiah 53 verse 6, which reads, "All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all." Verse 6 pointedly addresses human sin in its universality and its individuality. In terms of its universality, the verse says, "All we like sheep have gone astray." In terms of its individuality, the verse says, "Everyone has turned to his own way." Verse 6 is making the point that people in Israel and everywhere else have indeed gone astray from God like sheep. We have gone astray collectively as people, and we have gone astray as individuals. Philip Keller, in his book, A Shepherd Looks at Psalm 23, said the following, quote, "Sheep require more than any other class of livestock endless attention and meticulous care. It is no accident that God has chosen to call us sheep. The behavior of sheep and human beings is similar in many ways. Our stubbornness and stupidity and our perverse habits are all parallels of profound importance. Sheep by nature are stupid animals, prone to wander off on their own and thereby place themselves in mortal danger. They are defenseless against predators and can't take care of themselves." Close quote. Human beings are spiritually helpless, hopeless, and prone to wander off into danger unless the Great Shepherd intervenes to save us from ourselves and from our sins. Human beings occupied the apex at creation. We still do. But when Adam sinned, he took all humanity with him. As a consequence, human beings often demonstrate the worst of sheep-like qualities. This would include being prone to wander off from the fold. Having wandered away, sheep have no ability to find their way back to the fold. Sheep are particularly vulnerable to predators and have virtually no way of defending themselves. All human beings have strayed from the ways of the Lord God. We have thrown off God's rules and restraints and have resolved to do our own thing. We often behave like we know better than God. We are indeed sheep who have gone astray. King David in Psalm 14 verses 2 and 3 said, "The Lord looked down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand and seek God. They are all gone aside. They are all together become filthy. There is none that doeth good. No, not one." There is intrinsic depravity in the soul of every person who has ever been born. This depravity tugs at our heart and influences us to do that which is displeasing in the eyes of the Lord. Our problem is not just a matter of how we think or what we do. Our real problem is who we are. We are sinners. We are not sinners because we sin. We sin because we are sinners. There is no thought, no word, no act, and no area of human life that is not adversely affected by sin. Sin is natural to us, inherent in us, born in us, and very dear to us. The essence of sin is going one's own way rather than God's way. The essence of sin is to live independently of God. The whole human race is like a flock of sheep whose duty and delight should be to live under the loving care of the Good Shepherd. They should hear his voice and follow his steps and feed in his pastures and trust in him for protection. but the whole flock have departed from the fold of God. This is the point of verse 6 when it says, we have turned everyone to his own way. Verse 6 is making the point that human beings collectively and human beings individually have deliberately turned away from God-ordained paths to pursue other paths. Each individual has turned to his or her own way, and thereby each person has set himself up or herself up to be in conflict with God and his will. In so doing, each individual and mankind as a whole is living in open rebellion against God. In so doing, we have given ourselves license to pursue our inherent bent towards breaking God's commandments and thereby to pursue carnality, hedonism, vain amusements, sensual enjoyments. Instead of walking obediently in God's way, we have willfully and stubbornly turned to pursue the way of following our own deceitful hearts, the way of following our own corrupt appetites and corrupt passions, the way of pursuing our own will rather than pursuing God's will. Verse 6 is acknowledging that humanity has set aside its obligation to God and instead has chosen to live to please itself. In so doing, humanity has in effect banished God from the universe and has instead become a God unto itself. We have become our own God. With humanity having turned away, God has made a way for sheep to be shepherded back to the fold. That is what the last line of verse 6 is about when it says, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. The him there is a reference to the Lord Jesus Christ. Iniquity in the Bible is a reference to the inherent crookedness of human nature. It is the human being's inherent desire to bend, twist, and pervert the laws of God. In laying on Christ the iniquity of all people, all our sins have been placed on Christ, and he bore that burden on the cross. At Calvary, Christ took upon himself the filth of our iniquities and rescued us from eternal destruction. By the death of Jesus in our stead, our guilt is canceled and justice itself is satisfied on our behalf. We were fit for the Lord's wrath because of our sins, for we had all come short of the glory of God. But Christ has instead borne that wrath when he hung on the cross. The expression, and the Lord laying on Christ the iniquity of us all, means that God the Father chose God the Son to be the Savior of sinners. It means Jesus willingly, at the desire of the Father, paid the price for the sins of the world, endured the wrath of God towards sinners, in order that all humanity could experience a restoration of favorable relations with God in all his majestic holiness. Christ bore the punishment for the sins of humanity on the cross as the divinely ordained substitute for every sinner. That is what John 3:16 is all about. The Father sent his Son to die on the cross as the substitute for wretched sinners like you and me, in order that we may be saved from the wrath of God towards sinners. None but God had power to lay our sins upon Christ. God took not merely our particular transgressions, but every sin we had ever committed and will ever commit, and laid it on his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Those sins did not kill Jesus. God did. The Lord Jesus' death was nothing less than a punishment administered by God for sins others had committed. That is what we mean when we speak of Christ's death as a penal substitutionary atonement. No one but Jesus was qualified to bear the wrath of God on behalf of sinners. And in so doing, Jesus, the Good Shepherd, offers a way back to the fold of God to every wandering sheep. Those who have turned away from God now on the merits of the atoning death of Christ have been provided grace sufficient to return to the fold. Under the law of Moses, the sheep died for the shepherd, but under grace, the good shepherd died for the sheep. Jesus is indeed the good shepherd who has given his life for the sheep. Won't you stop your wandering away from the fold of God? Won't you turn from your sinful ways and turn unto the Lord, who alone can forgive you of your sins? Won't you surrender your life to Christ today? We will continue the series on the fourth servant song next week. Until then, may Christ bless you greatly.